when Simon Shin Aleph in the middle of Steve Zion. V'layete katan b'minol godel. A person, this is the end of Steve Zion. V'layete katan b'minol godel. A person that has a small foot should not walk out with a big shoe. And the reason is, dulme nofil, maybe it'll fall off him and he'll get too frustrated putting it on each time, so he'll carry it. But to go out with an oversized shirt, this he's allowed to do. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Cotton b'minol gadol, haynu adam shehu cotton b'minol shehu gadoloi, that's much too large for him, so it might pull off and he'll carry it. So in the issue he brings down, the Shulchan also says this, but by a cholik odil, if he is wearing a shirt that's 10 sizes too large for him, there's no shailim because it won't fall off. It will remain on his body. But maybe it'll look very ridiculous. He might go and take off the shirt. So that Chazal weren't afraid of, because to walk in the street without a shirt also is ridiculous. So he doesn't have too much of an alternative. So we Chazal was saying that there's nothing but to worry about. But he brings down, and the Ochr Shulchan also mentions it, but if he has a coat 10 sizes too big, this could be he might come and take it off, because he'll walk without the coat if it's mamish too big on him. So this could be his awesome. That's what only says, cholik godel, a shirt that is too big on him, he's permitted to wear. But a larger outer garment could be you're not allowed to wear. He should not go out with one shoe. Also because people will ridicule him. And it seems he didn't have any problems walking barefoot with the other shoe. So, with the other foot, so Memele, people will ridicule him, will take off the first shoe, and they'll walk barefoot. If he doesn't have a makim, he doesn't have a wound on the other foot. That means if he does not have a makim, so he looks very foolish and ridiculous walking with one shoe. People might ridicule him, and because of that, he'll take off the shoe, but he'll carry it. So therefore, Chazal asked. But if the reason he's only wearing one shoe because he has a makeh on the other foot and he can't put on the other foot, there's a wound on the other foot and he can't put on a shoe on the other foot, so then we're not talking about a cast, we're talking about the fellow doesn't have a cast. He has a makeh, that's why he's not wearing a shoe. Dilma mechaychele bosil, so he has my makeh beragloi. So then people will understand, they see him limping, they see that the other foot is, he has problems with the other foot. Yaitse boi, so he's shame by makeh. So then they won't ridicule him, and then this is permissible. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ba'isei shein b'makim, atam mishum desule mechaychi alei. Then they won't ridicule him. The yodi she'evshe le'lino haminol b'regul she'bo makim. They'll understand that he cannot wear a shoe on the foot that there's a makim. The makosai moichachas olo. The make, or perhaps that he's limping, that shows that he has difficulties to put on the second shoe. Sivchet, lo yeitze b'machat atchuvo loy b'bigdoy. A man should not walk out with a needle that is stuck into his baguette, bein nekuve, say this is a needle with a hole, that means this is a needle that a tailor uses, bein she'einai nekuve, or say it doesn't have a hole, v'myotza, if he went out with a machad that is stuck in his baguette, binikuve, if it is a needle that one sews with, it has an eye to it, chayiv, then it's chayiv, this is an issa deraisa, we will see it derech hitzor. Ubishayin nikuve, but if it does not have an eye to it, so we'll see it shaloike derechaitso, koto, v'yesh oimrim behepach. Another say the loche is the exact opposite. Aina nekuve is chayiv, and nekuve is koto. Now, in order to understand this mechaber, we have to see the Mishnah Berurah. Loyete. Seems that Mayri, this Seif is speaking about Afilu Mistam Odom Sha'inai Umin. We're speaking about a poshet person, he's not a professional tailor. Va'ayin Lekamon Mesif Yudbeis. And we should see now Seif Yudbeis, one Mishnah Berurah there, and Seif Yudbeis will get a little clarity in this halacha. So let us see Seif Yud Beis. Seif Yud Beis. We'll just start the beginning of the Seif. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. The Seif says, Lo yete hachayot, a person who is a tailor, he should not go out b'machat ha'tchuvoloi b'vigdoi, which is stuck into his baguette. And let's jump till the end of the thief. V'im yotza, and if he went out with a sewing needle stuck in his baguette, koto, he's koto. So now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll start to understand the halacha we have just learned. B'machat ha'tchuvim kol Elohim, we'll see these are other, professionals. There's a tailor, there's a carpenter, but now we're learning about a tailor. Kol Elohim shenoichnim b'nei ha'umnis l'simin. This is a simen, this is a way of advertising that what their profession is. B'tzeisom l'shuk k'dei sheyakirum. What? Let's first see what the Mechaber is talking about and then we'll come back. K'dei sheyakirum. So we're talking about a tailor used to sometimes stick a sewing needle will see in his lapel that when people, when he goes out, people will see that he's a tailor. V'im yoto roto. Dein derech hitzo bekar. A tailor, when he goes out with a needle, that is not the oifen he goes out with a needle. Ela biyodoi, the filu umen. That means a filu, a tailor, will not stick the needle in his lapel. So it's not derech hitzo. Da filu umen. Davke kshu roitze lahachiz al atzmoy shehumen oz moiti bekach. That means he goes into a new neighborhood. He just moved into the neighborhood. People will not know what his profession is. So he'll walk out in the street with a needle in his lapel. So that's showing what his profession is. Avo, one second, let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Avoloi mishar pomim. But other times, when there's no need of advertisement, that means he lives here for the last 20 years, there's no, he will never go out with a needle on his lapel. We just learned in Sivites, Videya Rishoino, the Bemachat Nekuma sewing needle, Atchuveloi Bevigdoi Chayiv Afilu Kol Odom. Everyone is Chayiv, not only a tailor, everyone is Chayiv. With a sewing needle, shamayri shetchuma babeged b'mokim shederech litchayv boy b'chayil lifrokim. That means they were speaking about a person who has an intent he might need to sew. So he'll stick the needle in a convenient place for him to get the needle when he'll want to sew. He won't stick it into his lapel. He'll stick it over here, let's say, in his jacket. He'll stick it in close to his hand. So when he'll need to sew, he'll just take it out of the baggage. So derech hoitza during the week. Derech haitza is over here. This is that when I want to slifrokin. Sometimes I take it in my hand, and sometimes I stick it into the beged in my jacket, perhaps in a convenient place for me to slip it out and to sew with it. In my lapel, I'll only put it for advertising purposes. But if I'm not interested in advertising who I am, it is not derech haitza. V'kan mayri, kshetchuvi b'mokoyim, sh'ein derech haitza so legamri b'kach. That means a person who's not interested in advertising, he'll never stick it in his lapel. Rak l'umen, kshetchuvi l'harish umen. L'chein l'imikri derech haitza, Upotar afilu umin, kiramei desvir lehochi bigmore. So now, let us go back to Sifres, and we'll start understanding what we're learning. The halacha is, one is chayiv an hito only if the thing that is being carried, that is derech hoita osoi bekar. That means normally a person will take out this object in this oifen. That then one is chayvan aleitzo. So a person who is not interested in advertising that he's a tailor will never put the needle in his lapel. Because if he's not interested in advertising, it's in a very inconvenient place. That means if he's going out and he knows on the way he'll need to sew some begodim, he'll put the needle someplace on his baggage, which will be convenient for him to slip out the needle and put back the needle. So that will be someplace more convenient. So now that is what we are speaking about in Simchas. In Simchas we are speaking about a person who put the needle in his baggage, in a convenient place. In a convenient place that when he wants to sew on the way, the needle will be there. That is called Derech Hetzor. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Bebigdoi, so Bebigdoi, there's a difference if it's a sewing needle or it's not a sewing needle. If he took it out in his hand, whatever, that's usually called derech haitzah, to carry a needle in his hand. Bein she'ena nekuve, the machat lehavi tachshit leish, b'chol gavni, a needle is never a tarshit for a man. We'll see later, sometimes for a woman it's a tarshit, but for a man it's never a tarshit. L'chein yesh isure l'kulei almer. Now let's see the next sivkotna, we'll start understanding. B'nikuve chayev, svirelei l'day yezu, the Beish Dinai Kamoi Beisha Lekamon, Bishin Gimel Sif Test, the Nekuva Ahami Derech Haitzah Lefrokim, this is the Derech normally, or sometimes to take it out, Kshi Techuva Bevigdol. Umad lekamam besif yud beis mabuda filibu umin posa, vavurisham b'mishnabur, that's he stuck it in his lapel. This is not the derech haitzot. Avo b'sha'ena nekuve pota, the lav derech haitzot ilaitzik shutochem b'bigdoi ki'im b'yodoi. So the first day of hold, that if a person has a sewing needle, he can stick it into his baggage in a convenient place, that if it will ever come up a necessity to sew something, he'll have the needle with him. So this is called derech haitzah. A needle, the amachat that one does not sew with, that is not the derech haitzah to stick it into a baggage. So the mele is caught up. This is the first day. Others say the exact opposite. That a sewing needle is potter, and a needle that one does not sew with is higher. Time on the svira lahu, the beish, a man, machat nikuve, lav derech beitzoi kshitchuma bebigdoi. That means a man, the second day of hold, a man will never go out with a needle tchuma bebigdoi, that people will see that he knows how to sew. It's not for advertising purposes, but if it's tchuma bebigdoi, people will see he has a sewing needle. Shignai huloi. This is it's not complimentary. Shayimru olov, people will say, Shahu Chayit, that he's a tailor. And let us look 1 second in the Shaharti and Chavres. Vafilu imuchayit, afilu yizatelem, svirelei, lerameyem, the potter im yoitei, tshuva bebigdoi, mishum de gam huene yoitei bobachel, kiim shoiler bemokim sheroiselei via shuchayit. Aber kol sheina eilach lemokim kezen, eine reutze shetia hamachet chume bebigdoi, sheyeidu hakel shuchayit, velefomim gam hu lignai yechoshev oisai. Vechol ze beish, avo beish lekuli almo derech oitose hi kein, li yeskuva bebigdo, shekol isho dalko vumonuso lispe ursakein bigde beiso, valkein eino boisho badovo. So he's saying something very interesting. A woman, that is the normal tafkid of a woman to sew. And it's nothing embarrassing for a woman that she has a needle stuck into her baguette and people will see that she sews because all women sew. That is the tafkid of a woman. A man, if he's a tailor, some shat is, to me, it's embarrassing. He does a woman's job. And it seems it was embarrassing. People weren't proud of it. It's, they needed panose, so what doesn't one do for panose? Then he would stick the sewing needle in his lapel. Listen, I mean, it's embarrassing him, embarrassing him, but he needs panose. But if there's no need for it, he would rather that people should think he's a Rosh HaKoyler than a Chayit. So Memele, he has the same white beard. So Memele, so people might as well think that he's an intellectual, a professional. Not that he's so clothing. So the second day he holds that a normal man would not do such a thing. So if he put it over here, it's Shalaika Darchaito, it's also Midrabbanan. Now let us see further. In Mishneh Berurah, Avol Be'eino Nikuvim, but if it does, it's not a sewing needle. Derechu Leprokim, Av Bechayol Shemetziya Beshuk Lichtem Litzchay Bebigdayim. But a needle that does not have a hole, you don't sew with it, that he will stick. Now what is he doing with this needle? Sheyesh loy tzoyrech lachtes boy shino v'chiyah gavne. He has a problem. He doesn't have a toothpick with him, so he has this needle, so whenever he eats, he has this needle to clean his teeth, so nothing should be sticking between the teeth. So this is not embarrassing. So the second day, that's derech haitzah by a man. V'ayim b'mogin avom. So we have here a machloikis, 2 days, what is called the derech haitzah by a man. Is the derech haitzah by a sewing needle to stick it into the baguette? Or by not a sewing needle? V'ayim b'mogin avrom shem masik, da'akel lefi hazman. That means this halacha is relative. It matters what the minig ha'olam is at that time. It's irrelevant what the minig ha'olam was b'zman chazal. If now people are not embarrassed to be tailors and they stick the machat, the big dumb, so yechai with a sewing needle. It is no general halacha. That means we have to judge derech haitzah. And she liked it there, so according to the times. אם דרכם לא תסכם בחיר, בלי הביטחשת, הבדרך היצוסי בכך וחייך. ואין דרך היצוסי בכך, תוכל, לא תרבלוסה בשום די נטחשת. וכוסב אוין, in the Magnavrom says another halach. A very interesting halach. דים רייב האוילם, אין דרכם להוציא בכך. Most of the world will not carry in such an open. אף על פי שאנשי מוקם אחד, there is one place that does carry מציאים בכך, חוטא אבל עושה, ואתה משום דבוטלו דייטון אצל כל אדם. This is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos relates there was a city, Hutzel, and the people in Hutzel used their heads to carry masois on it. They used to put a masoi on top of their head. That's how they used to carry. They used to carry that way. So the Gemara says, but in other places they didn't do it. They put it on the shoulders, not on their head. So the Gemara says that a filu, a person in Hutzel, would carry something in Shabbos on his head, is botla daiton eitzel kol odom. Since roiv b'nei odom do not carry that way, so it seems a normal person does not think this is a proper way to carry. They think the head should be used for more intellectual purposes. Al kaponim, so memele sa'afilu, this whole city does like this. That's not called derech haitza, it is potel. So that's bekitza. But the Magen Avraham says, Steve says, Lo yete bitabas. Now, let us give a little hakdome. Bizman Chazal, there were two types of rings. There was a ring, a tabas, sheyesh oleh chosam. A tabas that had a seal. And we see Haman gave Achashverosh his tabas. That was a double choshev. A person had a ring with a seal on it. And that was a chashivit that a man would wear. A tabas she'ein oleh chosam. A man would not wear it. Normally, he wouldn't wear it, because, so now, but let's say one more thing. Atabash yesh oleh choysom is a chashivis. So by a man, this is a tachshit. That means, again, he goes out with such a tabas that shows the... He is a tabas with a seal. He's a choshev person that shows chashivis. So this is a tasha. A tabas she'ein oleh choysim. Women used to wear this. By women it was a tasha. By a man it wasn't a tasha. So there was very, we'll see what this bizmanenu will come later. But it was very interesting bizman chazal. If a man wore a tabas she'ein oleh choysom, he was chayiv. You know why he was chayiv? Because when his wife rings, she had to send her ring to the jeweler to fix the ring. So he would put it on his finger. He didn't want to lose it, so he'd put it on his finger. So a tabash she'ein oleh choysom, it's not a tashin. But that's how you carry your wife's rings. So that's called derech haitzah. And if he wears a tabas she'ein alech haitzah, he's chayiv. He wears a tabas she'yesh alech haitzah. This is a tashid. And it's Kota. Now let us see the Mechabal. What? Yeah, but he carries it. He's not wearing it, he's carrying it. So that's how you carry it. He's not wearing it. I'll say, Silver, what you're talking about? No, he's carrying it. That's how he says, Derech Haitzah. Lo yete bitabas shein aleh choysom. A man should not walk out in Shabbos, because that's Derech Haitzah. Vim yotzo chayim. Vim yesh aleh choysom. L'Rashi Potter. So according to Rashi, so this is the Tashid. And so in the Mele, it's not a Masui, it's a Tashid. So it's Potter Avalosa, because Rashi holds, just like they asked a woman to wear a Tashid, she might take it off and show. So by a man, they also asked to wear a tashid. So this tabas, sheyesh aleh chaysom, which shows his chashivis, he'll be walking it in Shabbos, and he'll show his friend, you see what I just bought for $500? Let me see, he'll take it off and us, and they might come and carry. Ula Rabbeinu tam, ula Rambam mutar. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because they held they never was this whole Indian to show off, to take it off, is only a tchune by noshim. By anoshim, men don't do it. They don't. So Mamela Chazal never made a gzeira by tachshitim by anoshim. Sivir machloikis, Rashi and the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. This is only a tachshit leish, and by tachshite anoshim they never made a gzeirah. Avol dovo shehu tachshit leish uleisha. But if you have the same thing, which is a tachshit that say a man wears and say a woman wears, and by women they were geyser, she's not allowed to wear it because she might take it off. So then they made a zera by men also. So the shittas Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam is, if this tachshit is only miyuchid le'anoshim, so then They never made the gzeira, so he's mutter, he's allowed to wear this ring. But if it is a common tashid for anoshim and noshim, so then a man is also not allowed to wear it, because when they made the gzeira of tashitim, anoshim, it was inclusive for everyone already. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. She'ein oleh choysom, da'avirak tachshit le'ishem. Avo le'ish avim masui. By him it's not a tachshit, it's a masui. U'mayri kol zeh she'itziyek shumunach al etzboi. He took it on his fingers. The beyond by mamish, if he's carrying in his hand, a fili yeshel of choysim, chayiv lekuli albel. Vim yotzo chayiv, a tabas she'ein oleh choysim, was on his fingers, ומקרי דרך היצו על אצבוי. A man carries a ring this way. מפני שלפעמים ניתנס אישה לבילה להיליכה לאומה לסכנוי. Sometimes a woman will give her husband the ring that he should fix it. ומניחה באצבוי, so in order to make sure he shouldn't lose it, so put it on the swing up to Megillah Shom. Vim kein av b'chol avi derech hayso b'kach v'chayit. L'rashi, but a tabashi yesh alech hayso. L'rashi pota, perish pota, avul osu mida rabbonom. Da'at a tabashi yesh alech hayso hu takshit l'ish. שכן דרכי בכל לחתם בוי בגריס אותה תחשי. מכל מוקים עושה, וגזרי נדול משולי ומחווי, he might go and show it off, or take it off, and show it, ועושי לעשוי דלדמס, וכמי בכל תחשי איתה אישה, וגוזר משום זה. And the Rambam, the big one? No, it's a tachshit also. And he's wearing it for a tachshit. It is a tachshit. He uses it also, but he's wearing it l'shem tachshit. Well, yeah, we're going to come later. This is very much nagei. We'll come later. Something that has a shimush and it's a tachshit, we'll talk about later about a silver key. There's a shimush and a tachshit. So then the criteria is why is he wearing it? And really, a person who uses the tabash yesh b'chosem, he used this once in 2 weeks when it was negeya. He wasn't in the post office stamping each letter. But he wore it a whole week because. When a person who has a tabash yesh b'chosem, that shows who he is. So mamela, that's so it's called a tashin. Mikoma kimas gizindu mishol v'mach v'sul shidal damis. May b'chol tashit ha'ishit v'gozo mishum zev. Deinai tashit, svirlu d'bish l'gazrinindu mishol v'mach 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 v'shein d'alke b'kach. אבל דבר שהוא תחשית לאישו לאישו, גם לדיתו עושה, משום לפלוג רבונם, וסרו גם באיש. ואין לכמה סימן שגימל סיפיות חס, היינו דשם נסבר, איך לינג בזה בזמננו, ומש משום דין למחוס ביש הנויסי אויסום, if a man will wear a ring, הוא סחויסם, it's not too gefährlich. The Kedusha Rabbi Kivega calls of Shom to bar nefesh yochei shlatzmei shleilotzei spitabas klal. A man preferably should not wear a ring of the Lutachaisem.